英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英文电台地道美语口语经典课，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening.
今天会带给大家什么好玩的题目呢？当然非常接地气了，知道吧？冬天已经来了，这周呢，北京下雪了 ，heavy heavy snow.
Yeah, heavy for Beijing, right?
但是哦，其他各地的小伙伴们也不要担心哦，因为这个冷空气马上就要到你们的 provinces， 你们的省份去了。
Yeah.
所以全国各地呢，现在已经进入入冬模式。好了，今天我们就和大家聊一聊 winter activities.
Mm-hmm. Winter activities, fun in the snow.
Exciting, isn't it?
Yes.Yeah.
到底哪些方面哈，在冬天的时候，同学们会喜欢玩一些哪些冬天的户外活动呢？ What are the winter activities do you like, Mark?
I love skiing. Skiing is just about one of my favorite sports. Yeah.
哎呀，这些都是幸福人啊，还喜欢 skiing. 可能是在家乡有这个条件，有这个环境可以去滑雪吧。
我的老家都有小山，都可以爬水，那个滑水。
滑雪。
对，滑水特别好玩。
哇。
我春天的时候有那个年卡，明年有一卡，可以随便去那个上一个面包车，或者我的父母开车送我。可以到那个山滑水一天还可以吧。
哇塞，这小时候的生活太幸福了。
我的八岁之后就可以滑水。
八岁之后就可以就可以滑雪了。
对。
哇，那你这滑雪，你觉得滑雪为什么好玩呢？
It's good exercise. I think, you know, sometimes when you're in the winter, you just want to stay indoors.Or maybe as an adult, you know, we get ourselves out to the gym and then we work out for a little while. It's like, you know, I still got to hit the showers and then go outside in the cold. Let me deal with that now, you know. So skiing is something where you're going down really quickly. You're facing a chance to take a jump, take a turn, hit a tree, you know, so it forces you to use your muscles.
哇，它真是一个很好的 outdoor
activity. Yeah, pretty
fun. 是不是？
Yeah.
真是一个很好的户外活动。你想想啊，要是滑个雪的话，这个从山上那么冲下来。
对。
完全你是拥抱着自然的，你是在 nature 当中、
yeah,
然后活动着你的肢体，然后享受这种刺激、
yeah.
然后很冷，但是呢浑身又热气腾腾的那种感觉，
对对对，
哎呀真是特别的舒服，
正好可以进去喝热巧克力，那个特别好喝、
oh, 那 hot chocolate
对
oh my god、yeah. hot chocolate 在 winter 的时候简直是天上的甘露啊
yeah, pretty fun
太幸福了，所以越是这冬天到来的时候啊，这个人体的这个越是要跃欲试，要越动哈。有的人呢喜欢这个冬天 work out in the gym， 因为没办法，
yeah.
因为太冷了外面。
That's all there is to do.、Yeah.
但是呢，如果你能够尝试在户外滑个雪呀、啊、打个雪仗啊、堆个雪人啊，
mm-hmm.
应该是很好玩的。当然了，现在人都说，哎呀，那都是小孩子玩的东西啦、
right.
就是 kids play around， 对不对
？Yeah，
孩子们玩的了。大人都不玩这些了，其实也可以啊。为什么 adults 不可以玩呢？是不是
？I know it's pretty fun. You know, you can even build like a sledding track or something. That's a nice project.
对啊， yeah. 你像美国呀，像那个 Canada，
yeah，
人们在冬天的时候都在户外玩。
Yeah, take your kids out. You know,
而且还把孩子带着户外玩。
对
对,
对。
我有一次去那个就是 Switzerland 这个 Alps 的时候哈、
yeah.
我们冬天的时候去爬那个雪山。哎呀，发现全是那些大人带着孩子 kids、一块儿去爬雪山，知道吗？然后我们全部绷着 up， 跟个粽子似的。人家那小朋友穿的是 shorts 短裤，
对对对，欧洲人就可以吧，真厉害。
当时就崩溃了，
对
吧？哇塞，这些孩子不得了，这体质从小就好哈。所以说，在冬天的时候啊，真的可以到户外去玩一玩。那北京很多地方冬天都结冰了，
对。
然后像我们什刹海、后海，
对，这个好玩，那可以
去过吗？
去啊，
冬天去吗？
对对对，冬天去。
那
对
玩什么呀？
There's a kind of sled. I don't know what it's called. It's like a giant ice skate that you sit on, and you can push your friend on it and see how quickly they get going.
其实那个就是叫雪橇嘛。
雪橇。
好、今天我们的关键词有一个就叫做 sled。SLED。
对 ，sled。
sled。这是一种雪橇。
对。
我们今天还会玩另外一种雪橇，叫做
toboggan。
toboggan。
对。
这是一种叫平底雪橇。那两个玩法有什么不一样吗？
Well, a sled is a more general word, so we could use that to refer to a toboggan. That's okay. The toboggan, I guess by definition, has something of a platform where you sit. That platform does not meet the ground. And then you have two really narrow skis on the bottom. And so those are really intended for ice or hard packed snow, but they can get going really quickly, as we've seen from the Olympics.
哇，奥运会上我们就可以见到这样的一些冰雪项目。
Yeah, they're almost in a tube there.
哇塞，所以 slide 跟 toboggan 是不一样的。
对，
哎呀，对于我们这些没有玩过雪橇的人来说，是无限的向往啊。
嗯，
没事，今天呢，我们的对话里就要和大家一起约着小伙伴一起出去。哎，我们玩点什么呢？我们去滑雪橇吧。然后两个人就开始商量，商量好了以后呢，就决定要去租一个雪橇。
对，
然后我们就一路拖着雪橇上了山顶哈。
嗯，
今天这个对话还有一点特别之处，就是我们呢有 dialogue three。由马克老师亲自来 create 创造的，书里可是没有的哟。这个 the third dialogue 啊，是马克老师今天给大家补充的，所以我们这个课堂可有意思了。Have fun, everyone！ 接下来我们进入到课堂学习，我们请马克老师首先把今天的内容给我们来一遍，我们先听个大概。
好 ，Woohoo! I heard it's gonna snow today. I'm so excited. Yeah, me too. Look outside; it's starting to flurry already.You're right. Okay, so what do you feel like doing first? I want to run outside and make a snow angel. That's boring. I think we should have a snowball fight. Come on, it'll be fun. The snow's not thick enough for a snowball fight. We'll have to wait a few hours. Okay, I'll tell you what. You go and make a snow angel, and I'll make some hot chocolate for us. It'll be ready when you come back inside. Deal.Holy cow! The snow is really coming down hard now. I know. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah, let's order a pizza. I'm starving. That's not what I was thinking, actually. Oh? I was going to see if you were up for going sledding. I'd love to, but last year my sled broke. Hey, how about we just rent a toboggan instead? Rent a toboggan? Are you paying? How about we go half and half?Fine, let's go. Wow, this is a great spot. Yeah, it is. I've already forgotten our tiring trudge up the snowy hill. You're telling me I'm the one who dragged the toboggan most of the way, and you're the one who said it was wonky for two people to tug. Oh, so it's my fault, is it? Hey, take a chill pill. How about you ride in front? I'll use my extra energy to give us a running start and a good push.That'd even things out between us. Let's get a move on. Okay, are you all set? Don't dig your heels into the snow. Keep them on the sled for steering. This isn't that kind of toboggan, but I'll keep my arms and legs in the vehicle at all times. Let's see how fast this thing can go. Hold on tight.
好，哎，今天这个对话呢，都是一些小短句儿。这小短句呢非常的灵活，很丰富，在各种的冬天的情况下邀约朋友去玩都是可以用到的。我们一起来学习第一段对话 Dialogue One。 马克说，哎呀呀，听说今天会下雪，我太激动了。
Woohoo! I heard it was going to snow today. I'm so excited.
哎，任何人听到要下雪都会很激动的，对不对？
Yeah, we get excited about that.
毕竟这一年才有几天下雪呢，所以说要感动一下，激动一下下雪啊，你可以说 Woohoo!
Woohoo!
对，一定要那种声音 Woohoo! I heard, 我听说 it's gonna snow today. 今天会下雪。
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
表达激动心情的这些词语应该是随时随地都挂在嘴边的，是吧？
嗯哼，
因为你得随时随地感慨啊。晶晶说，是呀，我也是。
Yeah, me too.
Me too. 我也激动的不行啊。 Hey, 你看外边都开始飘雪花了。
Hey, look outside. It's starting to flurry already.
好， look outside. 看看窗外面。
嗯哼，
看外面。 It's starting to, starting to. 好，这里一个动词叫做
Flurry.
Flurry.F-L-U-R-R-Y.
Yeah. That's a funny word. You have to imagine this, the air is some cold, some really freezing, and so the air starts to move in little circles. In the circles, we can see bits of snow. Those are flurries of snow.
就是那种什么雪毛毛、
yeah.
雪花花、
yeah.
啊、那种飘飘洒洒的那种，哎呀，有一点点人不很明显，叫飘雪花，咱们用这个动词叫 flurry.
Yeah, and that's what causes the snow crystals to be formed anyway. So,、
哎、所以呢，开始飘雪花，现在会说啦，叫做 it's starting to flurry already.
Yeah.
好，接下来各位省市的朋友，如果要开始飘雪的话，记得要用用这句话哟，叫 Look outside, it's starting to flurry already.
Yes.
接下来马克说真的耶
You're right
真的耶 You're right、
嗯、
那么你想先做什么
OK, so what do you feel like doing first?
这个时候就有点激动了哈，就得做点什么事情了。
Yeah.
我就会问他说 ,What do you feel like doing? 其实我们通常会用 What do you like doing?、
Mm-hmm, in
general. 但是我们更好的会说 What do you feel like doing?、
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Feel like doing 的意思就是想要做某事。
Yeah, right now, yeah.
现在想做某事儿、
mm-hmm.
而且是 first, 你首先想做什么事儿啊我想跑出去做一个雪天使。
I want to run outside and make a snow angel.
你看他这个动作用得很生动哦他是 run outside,、
mm.
飞奔出去、
uh-huh.
跑出去然后呢 make 一个 snow angel, 解释一下吧。
Well, snow angel is when you have、enough snow to where you're not going to get your coat all dirty, and then you lie down in the snow and you wave your arms and you wave your legs so that after you get up, you have the print of your head, shoulder, body, and then the arms and legs look like really...loose clothing that an angel would wear, as well as the wings.
Wow, this is whose idea?
Some kid. Yeah, they tried it out and they looked and they're like, whoa, that's awesome. I look like an angel.
好的，就是说呢，你跑出去以后哈，躺在这个雪地上，
yeah.
仰面躺着是吧？然后呢，你就开始挥舞着你的手，在那个雪地上就挥呀、啊、挥呀、啊，
yeah.
不就是把那个雪都刨的到处都是吗
？Yeah, if the snow isn't so deep, like in this dialogue, it'll actually reveal the grass below, which is really cool because you can see it from far away.
哦、oh, ，如果说雪还不够厚的话，你就把雪刨开了，把地面露出来了。
Yeah.
这个时候当你人在站起来的时候你的那个形状呢印记啊就有点像一个天使的模样、
mm-hmm.
这样就变成了 Snow Angel 多么一幅 pure 的画面啊是不是
yeah, very much so
好所以叫 Snow Angel 咱们愿意下雪以后啊朋友们可以试试 See There's a picture posted on the chat group Snow Angel
Oh wow that's perfect Yeah that's exactly how to make one
我们的那个聊天群里面现在就有了一个雪天使的图案哈，哎呦我的天啊，这衣服到底可不好洗哈。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's a parking lot below where you've done it,、oops, time to wash your coat. Yeah.
来，我们看看马克说，哼，没创意。
嗯、mm, ，That's boring.
Boring.
Yeah, boring.
Boring. 没创意，不好玩。
Maybe some adults look down on those activities.
对，有的成年人哈看不起这种活动，
yeah.
太幼稚了。I think, 我觉得我们应该打雪仗。
I think we should have a snowball fight.
好，打雪仗现在也会说了，叫做 have a snowball fight.、
Mm-hmm.
Snowball, 雪球。
Yeah.
Fight, 打架。
Yeah, exactly.
打雪仗，打过吗？
Oh yeah, many, many times.
如果被那个 snowball hit, 会很疼的。
It can, yeah, especially at close range, especially if there's ice inside. Yeah, as a boy, you know, we would get a little cruel, you know, doing、mm. the snowball fights, yeah.
听到没有啊？男孩子在打雪仗的时候会激发出他那个 fighting 好战的一面。
Yeah, 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 yeah.
把对方往死里打。
Snowball war.
不仅是 fight, 现在是 war.
Yeah, no, if there's deep enough snow, you can build forts and try to take them down and then, you know, attack and eventually you have two armies, yeah.
我的天，雪要够厚的话，还要修建你的堡垒。
Yeah.
好，然后呢，还要有分那个 army, 还要分那个 enemies.
Yeah.
敌方我方
yeah, exactly.
然后再打起来哇那样打得不亦乐乎啊、
mm.
哎、我小时候征战丛林也不是丛林是那个灌木丛里面哎呀各种拿枪拿炮的反正我觉得打仗挺好玩的、啊
mm.
好开玩笑啊那是玩啊游戏不真正打仗啊
好
我们还那个这会很有趣的
Come on, it'll be fun.
Come on, it would be fun.、
Mm-hmm.
劝别人做什么事情赶紧来很有趣的时候咱们就说 Come on, it would be fun.
Yeah.
哎呀但是这个积雪还不够厚。
The snow is not thick enough for a snowball fight.
The snow is not thick enough.、
Mm-hmm.
Thick 就是厚。
Yeah, yeah.
那薄呢
Thin.
对了、
yeah.
Thick and thin, 一对反义词。
Yeah. For snow, we'll say light, though. Light snow.
雪要是薄我们说 light
yeah light and for thick we could say thick or we could say heavy either of those are fine
雪深也可以说 heavy snow
yeah thick is good but、thin snow will make people think oddly about it、yeah.
哦、好一般来说是 heavy 和 light 分雪的轻重大小、
mm-hmm.
另外呢，说 it's not thick enough for a snowball fight.雪还不够厚，打雪仗。我们还得等几个小时。
We'll have to wait a few hours.
We have to wait a few hours. 啊，那就等几个小时吧。
Yeah.
Be patient.
Yeah.
Just be patient. Mark 说，嗯，好吧，好吧，那这样。
Okay. I'll tell you what.
这个 I'll tell you what 会怎么用啊？
Oh, just when you're going to suggest something, especially you've been talking for a while and maybe haven't reached any idea. Yeah, so I'll tell you what, this is my idea.
好，有点相当于像讨论什么事情还没有做出结论的时候，终于你想做一个结论了。
对，
你就说 I'll tell you what,、mm-hmm. 那这样吧。
Yeah.
那这样吧，你呢去做雪天使。
I'll tell you what, you go make a snow angel.
既然 that's、yeah. what you like, 对吧、
mm-hmm.
You go make a snow angel, 你就去做，你玩你的。我呢来给我们准备一些热巧克力。
And I'll make us some hot chocolate.
I'll make us some hot chocolate.、
Mm-hmm.
那我们来做热巧克力。等你回来的时候就可以喝了。
It'll be ready when you come back inside.
It will be ready when you come back inside.、
Mm-hmm.
当你 come back inside, 回到屋里的时候就可以喝了。哇、mm-hmm. 太好了吧。
Mm-hmm. Deal.
Deal.
Yeah.
这个词就是成交。
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Good deal, deal,、mm. 没问题、
yeah.
成交、mm. 啊。行，这是第一段特别短，我们决定要去做一个 snow angel、
okay.
然后一个人呢 make some hot chocolate、
yes.
啊、没有喝过这个 hot chocolate 的朋友真的一定要试一下啊。
Mm, you've never had it, you're missing out.
你的生命不完整的
yeah, yeah.
第一段新单词有哪些，我们来复习一下、
okay. flurry
Flurry、mm-hmm. 非常小的雪呀、啊，就像是那种毛毛细雨一样。
Yeah, nice. What do you feel like doing?
标准的问句，你想要做什么？这里的 feel like 是指喜欢啊，想要。
Mm-hmm. Good. Make a snow angel.
做一个雪天使喽。
Yeah. Snowball fight.
打雪仗。
Mm-hmm.
好，这是第一段，我们请马克老师来一遍第一段。
好。Woohoo! I heard it was going to snow today. I'm so excited.Yeah, me too. Hey, look outside. It's starting to flurry already. You're right. Okay, so what do you feel like doing first? I want to run outside and make a snow angel. That's boring. I think we should have a snowball fight. Come on, it'll be fun. The snow's not thick enough for a snowball fight. We'll have to wait a few hours. Okay, I'll tell you what. You go make a snow angel.And I'll make us some hot chocolate. It'll be ready when you come back inside. Deal.
这样的话就不想再出去玩什么了、
mm.
就在家里喝这个 hot chocolate 上网好了。
Yeah, yeah. Get on the internet.
我们看看雪下的怎么样了哈。
Mm.
A few hours later, 几个小时以后 Jing Jing and Mark are still having fun on this snowy day.、
Mm.
我们仍然在享受着下雪天的乐趣。下雪天叫做 snowy day.
Yeah.Snowy day.
Snowy day, 加一个 y 就是形容词了，下雪天的乐趣。马克说，哇塞，雪现在真的下大了。
Holy cow, the snow is really coming down hard now.
再来一个感叹词叫做 holy cow.
Yeah, holy cow.
意思就是汉语当中的 wow.
Yeah, exactly.
哇塞。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
不要讲它有什么意思，它的意思就是哇塞，感叹词。
Mm-hmm.
雪现在下大了，说 the snow is really coming down. 雪不是从上下来吗？对不对、
mm-hmm,
？Coming down hard.
Yeah.
你看现在用的是 hard.
Yeah, it's really coming down hard.
可不可以说 heavy 呢？此处
you could say heavily. That's fine. You could say the snow is very heavy, or you could say the snow is coming down heavily. Yeah, both those are fine.
你可以说下雪大。
嗯哼。
Coming down hard.
Yeah.
Or coming down.Heavily.
Yeah, heavily.
这就你看雪下大雪我们就会说了、
mm-hmm.
雪下的大叫 The snow is coming down hard.
Yeah, that's a good expression. You can use that for rain also.
多么的简单，雨也可以。
Yeah, it's really coming down hard out there. You know,、
oh.
it's really raining heavily out there.、Yeah.
或者是、the rain is really coming down hard.
Exactly, yeah.
yeah. 对啊，下什么东西下的大我们学会说了。
Mm-hmm.
啊、金英说啊，是呀。
I know.
哎，你现在跟我想的是一样的吗？考考你。
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?、
Mm-hmm.
啊、看看我们是不是 great mind think alike?
Yeah.
来，马克说，啊，是啊，我们订个披萨吧，我快饿死了。
Yeah, let's order a pizza. I'm starving. Not quite alike, huh?
崩溃了哈。
Yeah.
Let's order a pizza. 我们订个披萨吧。我快饿死了。I'm starving. 这有点像 Joey 的角色哈。
Oh yeah. No, I don't think so. Two pizzas, right?
Joey 就是凡事都是 Let's order a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Yeah.
Starving 我们学过了 ,starv 就是饿死了。
Right.
其实这不是我在想的。
That's not what I was thinking, actually.
That's not what I was thinking, actually.、
Mm-hmm.
这可真不是我想的啊！咱俩不是朋友了，是吧？ Oh, 你就想着吃
，Yeah，
我想着玩
，Yeah。
Oh,
just after hot chocolate too, right? That wasn't enough.
Oh, 我是在想啊，静静说了，你想不想去滑雪橇
？Mm-hmm. I was going to see if you were up for going sledding.
其实 I was gonna see.I was gonna see 的意思就是我就想看看或者是我就在想什么东西哈。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna see if you were up for, like, be up for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, willing to do something, glad to do something, interested in doing something.
Be up for something, 字面意思是 be 站起来 for something.
对。
它意思就是说你想要做某事，你愿意做某事，
对，
你支持做某事，
对，
你感兴趣做某事。那were you were up for...Going sledding.
嗯哼，
好了 ，sled 是雪橇 ，go sledding 就是滑雪橇。
嗯，
那 go skiing 呢
？Going skiing. Yeah. Up for going skiing.
滑雪。Go shopping.
嗯哼 ，Are you up for going shopping? Yeah.
就是购物。Go skating.
Right.
就是去滑冰。
对。
这些词组都要记得。For going sledding， 想不想去滑雪橇啊？哎呀，我很想去啊。
嗯哼 ，I'd love to.
马克说。但是我的雪橇去年坏了。
But last year, my sled broke.
But last year, my sled broke. 哦，雪橇坏了叫做 broke.
Yeah.、
你知道这个东西吧，硬件坏了咱们叫 broke.
嗯哼。
如果说我的电脑坏了，你不能说 my computer broke.
Yeah.
你不能说 you cannot say my computer broke.
No.
对不对？
Yeah. My computer is broken.
对 ，my computer is broken.
Yeah.
或者是说 ，my computer is dead.
Yeah, dead is much better for computers. Anything electric, that's a good way to express it.
要是电的什么东西的话，你就不能说 broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless it's cracked in half or something like that. Yeah.
尤其是那个食物的物体，要是给破碎了呀，残缺了呀，咱们用 broke 这个词。Last year my sled broke. 我们去租个雪橇怎么样？
How about we rent a toboggan instead?
How about, 提问、
mm-hmm.
How about we just rent a
toboggan?
来学习这个词 toboggan.
Toboggan.
Toboggan.、
Mm.
用的不多因为我们也没玩过。
Some parts of the U.S., I think also Canada, they use the word toboggan to refer to sleds.
Oh.
Yeah, that's actually the more general word where I was growing up. They're like, hey, get your toboggan, let's go sledding.
Oh, 所以你们用的是 toboggan.
Sometimes, yeah, just in some parts, maybe New England and some other areas.
有的地方呢，人们就用 toboggan、
mm.
来代替 sled.
Right.、
Mm. 好，所以这个词你也得会啊。Mm. 要是看什么冬奥会啊什么之类的
yeah,
toboggan
yeah.
这些项目，你也得知道平底雪橇。Let's just rent a toboggan instead. Instead 去代替。
Mm-hmm. Hey,
可以 rent.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, just like、in China, most countries, you get to the bottom of a good hill, there'll be somebody with their small business renting out equipment. Yeah, it's really easy.
是可以来租的，对不对？
Mm-hmm, you can, yeah.
好，也是。谁那家家户户去备一个 toboggan 呢？
Mm-hmm.
是吧？
Rent a toboggan?
租个雪橇，你付钱呢？
Rent a toboggan? Are you paying?
你看，钱总是最重要的。
Yeah.
就是这朋友是朋友，钱分得可清楚了。
Sure.
Are you paying? 你来付钱吗？
嗯、mm-hmm.
我们一人一半怎么样
？How about we go half and half?
一人一半怎么说呀、mm.
？Half and half.
哎 ，go half and half.
Yeah, that's better than saying go Dutch.
哦、oh, ，这个比说 go Dutch 要好。
Dutch is mostly for meals, and then also it comes from an old idiom which was a Dutch treat.And that was a kind of a trick played by someone when they had maybe seven people eating, and six of them were their friends, the seventh was themselves, and they'd say, okay, well, since it's my birthday next week, let's go Dutch. You six of you pay one-sixth each, and then we'll have the check settled. And that guy got off without paying.
好的，所以呢，老师就告诉我们说，通常呢 ，go Dutch 是用在 AA 制，是用在吃饭的时候，大家平摊餐费。
对。
但是如果是 go half and half, 就是任何情况下花费的时候，咱俩一人一半平摊。
对，朋友可以比较容易说那个一半一半。对，真没有什么分开的意思。对，
哦，就是一半一半了。
对对对对。
因为毕竟呢 ，Go Dutch 它是来自于一个故事。
嗯，a little bit。
而且这个故事呢，是因为这第七个人让那六个人去平摊这个费用，自己给躲掉了。
对，之后又请他的朋友吃饭。
是不是？
当时他们没有知道那么清楚，对。
是，所以他是骗了一顿饭吃。
是一点点，对。
所以 Go Dutch 是专门用在吃饭的这个环境里啊，大家注意掌握这些细致的用词的地方。最后，晶晶同意了，说好的，那我们走吧。
Fine，Let's go。
行，这就是第二段，是不是也很简单啊？
对，
就商商量量几句，你想干嘛？是不是跟我想的一样啊？那我们去坐个雪橇啊，一人分一半啊，怎么样？好，来看新单词 ，new words。
Holy cow！
用于兴奋或惊异的时候说出的话，类似于“哇塞”。
Up for, be up for sledding.
Up for something. 打算做某事儿，
yeah.
想做某事儿，有兴趣做某事儿。
Go sledding.
就是滑雪橇这个运动，去滑雪橇。
Toboggan.
Toboggan, 雪橇。看图就行了哈。
Yeah. Go half and half.
分摊支付。
Yeah.
好嘞，第二段的对话 ，Step Two。
好。Holy cow, the snow is really coming down hard now. I know, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah, let's order a pizza, I'm starving. That's not what I was thinking, actually. Oh? I was going to see if you were up for going sledding. I'd love to, but last year my sled broke. Hey, how about we just rent a toboggan instead? Rent a toboggan? Are you paying? How about we go half and half? Fine, let's go.
好，接下来我们要正式的开始啊，去滑雪橇了。接下来就进入到我们的第三段精彩内容啊，这个在书里可是没有的。同时，今天还有两段 WeChat Challenge， 有同学们来做的中语音练习都会出现在第三段当中，无比的期待呀！看第三段是什么情景呢？晶晶 and Mark have just reached the top of a big snow-covered hill.
Nice.
好像你们家附近哈
，Yeah，
你们家附近的小雪山
，Yeah， I could snow out my backyard literally、yeah.。
你们的那个小雪山上面会不会有一些，比如说 wildlife？
Yeah， quite a bit. I would see deer out my window。
有鹿哈
，Yeah， and、I could literally you know step out of my door of my house and sled down the hill. It was pretty fun。
天哪，这窗外就能滑雪，这种生活也太惬意了。
Yeah。
接下来我们就来到了大雪覆盖的山顶。这个大雪覆盖呢，英文中我们会说 snow covered
hill。
哎
，yeah，
something covered 就是被什么给盖起来的。
Yeah，
snow covered hill。我们就来了。晶晶说：“哎呦喂，这个地方不错。
”Wow， this is a great spot。
This is a great spot.、Spot 就是地点。
Right.
这个地方不错，这地点太妙了，太绝了。马克说：“是啊，真美。
”Yeah, it is.
当他俩哈这个气喘吁吁的爬上了这座雪山的时候，马克就说：“哎呦喂，我都忘了，一路跋涉上一座雪山，多么的令人疲惫呀！”好，今天的微信部分，我们一起来看看十点钟抢发。15分钟截止，哪些同学抢上了呢？第一位是程程。
I forgot how exhausted I am while climbing snowy mountain all the way. This one's okay. I think that we need to change am to was, because this is action that was done in the past. And other than that, the only thing I'd suggest is changing mountain to hill.Because a mountain, I think you need to spend more than an hour climbing up. And it may be hard to imagine where we are from this dialogue,、but probably just about 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You know, that will make us tired in the snow.
对呀、啊、在这种情况下呀大家要分析。虽然汉语上都是说山。
对。
但是你肯定你俩小家伙去爬去这种滑雪你不可能是那种山川就是山峦那种什么黄山之类
的
你不可能去爬那种叫 mountain。
Right.
我们只能去爬一个小山丘，
对，
香山这样的叫 hill，
yeah，
对不对？所以说这种情况下，你只能用 hill， 不能用 mountain，
yeah， for this，
你不是从泰山上滑下来，你不是从黄山上滑下来，
对
吧？你只是从一个小的 hill 上山坡上滑下来，
对。
所以这里要另外你要注意时态，你不是 am I， 对不对？你应该是 was I，
yeah。
好，第二位，临水照花。
I have forgotten that it was the term the climber snow mountain all the way.
Okay, let me read this with the changes. That was pretty good. Like the previous one, I'm giving this one 85%.
85分.
For both, this one and the one before.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah. I have forgotten how tiring it was to climb all the way up this snow-covered hill.
后面你给它加了一个 all the way, 什么呢?
Yeah, all the way up.
Up. 你是 all the way 一路上来这个 up the snow-covered hill.
Yeah, so put all the way before the object.Yeah.
这就完美了。小勇。
Okay. I almost forget how tired it is to climb the snow mountain. Two changes. One of them is tiring, because it's the activity and not the person. So tiring. I almost forgot how tiring it is to climb up the snowy hill.
你看还是一个形容词，看你是用现在分词还是用过去分词的问题。
嗯、
你是形容一个事物劳累，应该用 tiring。
Tiring, yeah.
还有呢，就是
the snowy hill.
Snowy hill.
Yeah.
雪的山。注意形容词准确。Yeah. 求小鸭。
I'm forget how tiring that time about trek on snow mountains all the way.
Okay, good. I like the word trek. I think trek is kind of cool. It's 夸张, you know, because to trek somewhere, you've gone so far that you can't turn back and make it back to your last campsite safely. So you're kind of half lost, kind of half unsure. So that kind of works as 夸张here. But trudge is a good verb for snow, you know, walking maybe 100 meters, 1,000 meters in the snow. So I'm forgetting how tiring it was to trudge all the way up this hill.
他呢很聪明，用了一个叫 track 这个单词。Mm-hmm. Track 呢是一个人深入野外，有点是半 lost 的状态
yeah.
哈，
yeah.
不一定能回到你的原来的基地。所以这种放归野外、半野外的这种探险叫 track。而咱们这里呢是跋涉，所以用词不太准确，应该用 trudge、
mm-hmm.
这个单词。一会儿我们告诉大家。多少分
80% for that one. Still pretty good.
不错、
yeah.
Anya 有语音。
Hello, I forgot. It's terribly exhausted to tread a snow mountain on whole way.
哎呀，他用对了，就这个词。
Almost, yeah. We need to change exhausted to exhausting. And here it is with the changes. I forgot how terribly exhausting it was the whole way up the snowy hill just now.
Exhausted 一定要变成 exhausting、mm-hmm. 因为是在形容事情令人疲惫、
yeah.
另外 trudge 这个单词用的特别好就是这个词 T-R-U-D-G-E
Right
Trudge 跋涉接下来这位同学叫做 Annie
Have you ever forgotten how tired it up to a snowy mountain all the way?
Same thing I've even forgotten how tiring it was to trudge this snowy hillYou don't even need all the way up unless you're, you know, not sure where you are yet. Yeah.
好的，塔莎行。
I totally forgot trekking all the way up a snow mountain is really exhausting.
Okay, good. Again, trekking is a fine chance here. I think if you had a longer hike, that would be a fun word to use. I'm going to change it a little bit because we're at the top and we forgot how tiring it was just maybe 1 minute before. So here's how it sounds with the changes.I totally forgot how exhausting it is to trudge up a hill once I got to see the top here.
哎呀，这个可改得太妙了。
Mm-hmm.
非常的丰富哈。我们再听一遍呢。Again.
Okay. I totally forgot how exhausting it is to trudge up a hill once I got to see the top from here.
好，还可以这么说。看来这个不同的语言组织起来，感觉听上去也就不一样了。接下来是 Judy.
I'm using all my right strength to give the sleigh a push and make it move.
Okay.
这个是第二段了哈。
That'll come up soon, so we'll get to hear it soon. Yeah.
接下来是 Carrie.
Okay. I've already forgotten how tired I am to climb up a snowy mountain all along. Let's change that a little bit. So here it is with the changes. I've already forgotten how tired I was trudging all the way up the hill in the snow.So you can definitely express yourself as having been tired if you're talking about yourself as a person. And I think that works for this one.
And Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Carrie. Oh, sorry. I forgot that it was fatiguing to climb up a mountain. Yeah, that's fine. Again, it's not a mountain, but, you know, it would be more fatiguing in the snow. So this is a pretty good one in general. I'd say about 95% there.
95.5分啊。
Pretty good. Yeah, good job, Carrie.
Yeah. 而且还用得很简单。
Yeah.
D.D. Cherish.
Okay. I almost forget how exhausted by climbed up a snowy mountain. You know, let's say that, you know, I'm now forgetting, now that I'm at the top, that's the meaning. So we could do these changes. I'm almost forgetting how exhausted I was just now trudging up this snowy hill.
哎呀，这样听上去就顺多了。
Mm-hmm.
哎呀，其实这个，这个问题我们其实不太好把握。它的一个句型结构是 I almost forgot.或者是 how 怎么怎么样 it was to do something
yeah
啊，它是这样的，我就忘了做什么什么什么事情是如此的怎么怎么样
yeah
是这种句型，这种方式。再来一位，二分醒，十分困。
Okay,
I almost forgot.
Mm-hmm. I almost forgot how tiring that trudge along the snow mountain all the way. Okay, nice use of the word trudge there. You can almost say.I've almost gotten over how tiring it was to trudge along in the snow all the way.
这样就好了哈。
Yeah.
好，看来今天同学表现都不错，甚至还有到九十分的、
mm-hmm.
基本上都是八十八十五。
八十八十五 yeah.
越来越好了。
对。
我们来听听马克老师会怎么说这句话呢。我都忘了一路跋涉上一座雪山多么令人疲惫。
I've already forgotten our tiring trudge up this snowy hill.
对了，一定要用现在完成时，就说、mm-hmm. I have.Already forgotten.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten.
Yeah.
Forgotten 什么呢？我忘了。叫做他用了一个名词 forgotten something.
Yeah. Our tiring trudge.
Our tiring trudge.、
Mm-hmm.
注意这个单词 trudge, T-R-U-D-G-E. Trudge 不是一个动词吗？一个 verb.
It can be a verb, and it's more frequently used as a verb.So even in this sentence, we could use it as a verb. You know, I've already forgotten how tiring it was to trudge up this snowy hill. Yeah.
就是说呢，如果说 trudge up a snowy hill, 就是跋涉上一座雪山，对不对？
Yeah, yeah.
你也可以说 how tiring it was to trudge up a snowy hill.
Yeah.
但是你也可以说 forgotten our tiring trudge up this snowy hill.
Yeah.
突然间就变成了一个名词了。
Yeah, as a noun, it refers more to an event. So you could remember it, I could remember it as something we just did. Yeah.
它就变成了一个由 tiring 来修饰的名词，就是一场疲劳的跋涉。
对。
哎，跋涉什么呢？跋涉 this snowy hill.
Yeah.
跋涉上这座雪山。所以这句话就是
I've already forgotten our tiring trudge up this snowy hill.
在 trudge 那个地方稍微 pause 断句一下。
Yeah.
然后 trudge up this snowy hill.
Yeah.
就这样子说，哎，老师，如果我这么说哈，如果我说 I'd forgotten how tiring it was to trudge up a snowy hill， 那它是什么意思呢？
That means that you probably haven't trudged up a snowy hill for several years, and now having just done it as an adult now, you think, oh geez, I had forgotten over these last years what it was like to go up a hill, and now of course I remember.You know, so.
你看哈，注意听。如果我说成 I'd,
yeah,
就是 I had forgotten.
Yeah.
如果我说 I'd forgotten how tiring it was to trudge up a snowy hill, 我的意思就是，天哪，我好多年都没有爬过这个雪山了哈。
Yeah.
我都快忘了爬雪山是种什么感觉了。
Yeah.
是这个意思，看到没有？
Yeah, that's fine. I think the meanings, both of those came out in the WeChat challenge. You know, the two different possible meanings, as well as also it's tiring to trudge up a snowy hill, and it's something that can easily be forgotten with all the fun stuff. Yeah.
所以你看，马克老师给出的问题是很挑战的。
Yeah, it is a challenge.
It is a challenge.
Yeah, you really have to imagine the context and think about what somebody wants to say in that situation.
好，晶晶说，他是怎么说？他说。晶晶说
You're telling me
这是什么意思、啊、
Oh, I mean, we have the same experience just now and you've probably trudged up hills, you know, in the past as well So, 有一点你不用说的话但是对啊对你说对话
就是可不是嘛
对啊
这个 You're telling me 的意思不是说你来告诉我啊
Right
不是这意思啊他的意思是说你说的对
对
I agree with you.
You're telling me.
You are telling me.、
Yeah. Someone might use that if they have more experience than the person who's just described something.、Yeah.
就是说可不是吗还用你来告诉我
Yeah.、啊、It's like if someone is a parent already, and then some other younger friend says, oh yeah, it's hard work to raise a child, the parent would say, you know, you're telling me. I'm the one that has to get up.
你还告诉我、
yeah.
我才比你有经验呢
对、啊、
是不是、
sure.
你还告诉我我比你强多了、mm. 就这意思就是可不是嘛 You are telling me
Right
记住这个词很有意思，这短语可不是嘛。
嗯，
我可是那一路上啊负责把那雪橇拖上来的那个人。
I'm the one who dragged the toboggan most of the way.
I'm the one who drag. 看 drag 就是在雪地上拖呀拖呀、
yeah.
一步一步的拖呀拖呀、
yeah.
Drag the toboggan most of the way. Most of the way 就是主要就是一路上主要是我。
Yeah, yeah, maybe one third of the way up you took over and then I forgot. Yeah, thanks, Jing-Jing.
我肯定是拖了大概是 我肯定拖了大概是 8, 9.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. More than 80% of the way.
我大概是拖了80%给拖上来了。所以叫 drag the toboggan most of the way.
Yeah.
我可是那个啊一路费了老劲了把那个雪橇给拖上来那个人。马克说你不也是说你也不你不就你也是那个说什么两个人拖雪橇会摇摇晃晃拿不稳的那个人吗
？And you're the one who said it was wonky for two people to tug.
You are the one. 你也是那个人，什么人呢 ？Who said? 也你说了 ，it was wonky.
Wonky.
新单词、
yeah.
，wonky.
Yeah, wonky is usually for something that's a little bit broken but can still be used.So you can say, you know, watch yourself going through this door. It's a little wonky. It means maybe it's off center or doesn't open properly. It hits the floor. And if a toboggan is wonky when two people tug it, that means maybe it goes to one side or hits someone's leg.、
嗯、
you know, just gets awkward.
哎 ，wonky 就是晃晃的，摇摇晃晃的，拿不稳的。
对对对对、
啊，很可能会碰伤一个人的那种。所以呢 ，it was wonky for two people to tug. Tug、
yeah.
就是拖和拉。
对。
说你就是那个说两个人拖雪橇会摇摇晃晃拿不稳的那个人嘛，
对
不对？晶晶说，哦，那是我的错喽。
Oh, so it's my fault, is it?
嗯
，Yeah，
我错喽，我的错喽。It's my fault。通常是某个人错误小错，我们会说 It's my fault。
Yeah。Yeah,
小错误不是很严重的。
Yeah, my bad, my fault.
My、yeah. bad, my fault.、
嗯、
就不能说 my mistake.
No, yeah.
你只能说 my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault. 那是我错咯、嗯
嗯、
马克说别生气啊。
Yeah. Hey, take a chill pill.
你看叫 take a chill pill, 吃一颗冷静药。
Yeah, pretty much, right?
是不是
Yeah. Take it easy, take a chill pill.
就是 take it easy, 放轻松、yeah. take a chill pill,、
mm-hmm. yeah.
take a chill pill, 别生气放轻松。哎，你坐前边怎么样？
How about you ride in front?
How about you ride? Ride 就是骑和驾、mm-hmm. 哈。You ride in front, 我让你坐前面怎么样？要知道哦，如果是坐雪橇坐前面那个人的话，他就不用去使劲儿，对不对
yeah.
他不用去 push
yep exactly it's a good deal and you get the great view
哎，你有好的风景你还不用在后面推
yeah
那我就给你 how about you ride in front
right
我呢来用我剩余的力气呀、啊、推一把我们的雪橇让它跑起来、
嗯、
这句话也是一个挑战哦
有
好第二句我们来看第一位同学 Jackie Wu
let me use up all my strength to push our sleigh to moveActually, this one's pretty good. I don't think we always have to talk about all my strength, but this is a fine thing to say. Here's how it sounds with the changes. Let me use up all my strength left to push our sled and get it moving.
And get it moving.
Yeah.
让它跑起来。
Actually, let me go back and suggest a previous change, too. Let me use up all the strength I have left.
Use all the strength.I have left.
Or you could just say, let me use up all my strength. We don't need my and left.
没不需要 my.
Right, right.
是不是
Yeah.
这个是 all the strength I left.
All I have left.
这样是更准确的
Yeah.
Coco.
Okay. Let me push our sled to work with my last strength. And again, we don't necessarily mean last strength. Like, oh, we'll lay so all up. You know, it's just like what I have left now, and by the time we reach the bottom, I'll have more. But with the changes, let me push our sled and get it going with my extra strength.
用 extra strength, 我那个额外的力气。
Yeah, that's fine.
是更好的。
Yeah.
啊，用我 extra strength 是最妥帖。
Yeah.
妥帖的。李林。
I use my rest energy.To push our sled and let it run.
Okay, that's fine. Let's say I use the rest of my energy to push our sled and get it running.
The rest of my energy.
Yeah, that's best. I'll use the rest of my energy. Yeah.
I'll use the rest of my, the rest of something, 就剩余的什么什么东西。
Yeah.
这样的搭配是最准确的，不是说 rest energy.
Right.
The rest 不能直接修饰 energy 哦。
You could say remaining energy, and that way we don't need of my,、
oh.
but that's kind of formal.
Rest off 是最好的
yeah, yeah.
另外是让它跑不是 let it run 是
get it running
get it running
yeah get it going get it moving get it running all of those are fine
都可以
yeah running I'm usually imagining something that takes gas or electricity though
对
yeah,
对
yeah.
好接下来我们看看 Jonas
let's use our last prehistorical power to push the sled run
prehistorical
okay that's interesting prehistoricalyou know, maybe not here, though. So I would say, let me use my leftover strength and push and get the sled going.
你是使用上了洪荒之力、啊、
yeah.
挺幽默的、啊、你很逗。此处呢，我们用
leftover strength.
Leftover.
Yeah.
剩余的那些
yeah.
strength. 啊、yeah. 力气呢是 strength, 是这个单词。
Yeah.
Angela 轩
I will push our sled with the rest of strength to run.All right, just a few changes at the end. We definitely need the rest of my strength. And then instead of to run, we could say for a running start.
For a running start.
Yeah.
来为他一个 running, 跑的开始。
Mm-hmm.
虽然说中文意义上去有点怪，但是英文它就是这么说的。
Yeah.
不信我们来看马克老师原句是怎么说的。
Okay. I'll use my extra energy to give us a running start and a good push.
地不地道再听一遍啊、
yeah.
I'll use my extra energy 我剩余的力气我额外的力气 extra energy to give us a running start、
mm-hmm.
给我们来一个又类似于像起跑那样的、
yeah.
啊 give us a running start
right
and
a good push
它其实是 give us a good push
right
对不对
yeah I imagine I mean if you're behind a sled the first thing you'll do is start running and hold on to the sled then you finally push it with your arms and then you get your balance again and you're able to jump on the back
对所以任何这个发动一下都是这样的啊、mm. give us a 发动 a
yeah.
running start
yeah
and then a good push 然后我就推一把
yeah
所以它的继续是我要给我们一个 running start 然后我来推一把
Mm-hmm.
对不对
Yeah, exactly.
这个句话值得好好回味和好好学习哦。
Yeah.
我用剩余的力气推把我们的雪橇让它跑起来。
Mm-hmm.
啊、英文说 give us a running start and a good push.
Yeah, exactly.
好晶晶说嗯这还差不多、
mm.
那我们就扯平了。
好。
他怎么说
Yeah. That'd even things out between us.
注意 that 就是 that would.
Yep, that'd.
这个叫 even.是个动词吧、
mm-hmm. Even things out
什么叫 even things out
Make things fair between us Settle the debt You know, anything like that
就是 even 就是使平衡、
mm-hmm. yeah, exactly.
Even Even things out 把事情呢以平衡的方式解决
Right
Even things out 叫以平衡扯平的方式解决 Between us 那我们就扯平了、
mm-hmm.
啊、你看这外国人就是随时随地都不 fair Fair 不 fair
well, People will talk about it a lot more yeah,
公不公平、
yeah.
看我吃不吃亏你占不占便宜、啊、
Yeah
Even things out between us、
mm-hmm.
以后我们说行那我们扯平了我们就说
Let's get a move on、
哎、开始吧 Let's get a move on
Let's get a move on
这句话其实我们也很少用我们不会说 Let's get a move on、
mm-hmm.Yeah, let's get moving, let's get a move on. Yeah, it's okay.
可以说 let's get moving, let's get a move on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Move on, 哦。
Yeah, let's get a move on.
好,原句背下来啊。
Mm-hmm.
马克说,好的,你准备了吗?
Okay, are you all set?
Are you all set? Set, 相当于 ready.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Are you all set? 准备好了吗?
Mm-hmm.
来。
Don't dig your heels into the snow.
Dig, don't dig your heels.Dig, 不是那个挖嘛对不对、
mm-hmm.
D-I-G, 是吧
Yeah, just let them dig in like that.、Yeah.
是吧 Dig, 就是有点像是踩进去了那种感觉。
Mm-hmm.
Dig your heels. Heels 是鞋跟。
Yeah.
Don't dig your heels into the snow. 是什么意思呢
Well, if you put your feet down into the ground on the sides of the sled, they'll act as brakes. And、that's a good thing if you're trying to stop. But if someone's just getting started and their feet are still dangling out,They'll probably get dragged into the snow and form kind of an anchor.
嗯，这句话的意思就是说呀，你呢，不要让你的鞋呀， 鞋跟踩到雪地上了。
Right.
因为这样会耽误我们的起跑，知道吧？啊，这会像一个刹车的作用一样。
Yeah.
你别踩到了。Don't dig your heels into the snow. 让他们都踩在雪橇上，方便我掌舵。
嗯哼。Yeah.
来。
Keep them on the sled for steering.
Keep them on the sled. 让他们老老实实的待在雪橇上。Keep them on the sled. For something? For
steering.
Steer. S-T-E-R. 就是方向。
Right.
掌握方向。
Right.
我们就理解为方便驾驶。
Mm-hmm.
好，这个我们也会了，好多细节的动词，很棒啊。晶晶说，哎呀，这不是那种雪橇了。
This isn't that kind of toboggan.
不过我也会随时随地保持手脚不离雪橇的。
Right. But I'll keep my arms and legs in the vehicle at all times.
I'll keep my arms and legs in the
vehicle.
Vehicle.
Well, it's kind of a joke here. You know, in Disneyland, they have all kinds of different cars and planes and boats that you can ride. At the beginning of the ride, there's always somebody or a recording that says, keep your arms and legs in the vehicle at all times. And that way kids don't, like, hang their arms out and let them get cut off by the fake birds and stuff that are flying by, you know. So.
好，就相当于我们所说的头手不要伸出窗外。
Right.
因为 vehicle 专门指的是那种汽车什么之类的。
Right, right.
此处是用幽默的用法，就是说好的好的，我会保持头手不伸出窗外的。
Yeah.
大概就是这个意思哈。At all times, 就是一直。
Yeah.
最后马克就说
Let's see how fast this thing can go.
Let's see how fast these things can go.
嗯哼。
我们来看看这玩意儿能跑多快。
Yeah, yeah.
准备开始了。
Yeah. Hold on tight.
Hold on, 就是扶好了。
Yep.
Hold on tight.
Hold on tight.
好像要开车了一样哈。
Yeah.
开赛车了一样。好了，第三呢就是这样，是不是挺有意思的哈？来自马克老师的精心创作。我们来看看 new words.
Okay. Snow covered.
白雪覆盖的
Yeah, snow covered. Trudge up a hill.
跋涉上山
Mm-hmm. You're telling me.
还有你说我还不知道吗
Mm-hmm. Wonky.
摇摇晃晃的不稳当的
Mm-hmm. Tug.
拉拽扯
Take a chill pill.
吃颗冷静药就是冷静下来
Mm-hmm. That'd even things out between us.
这样我们就扯平了
Yeah.Steering.
掌舵。
Yeah.
好，意犹未尽，我们再把第三段呢来听一遍。
Sure. Wow, this is a great spot. Yeah, it is. I've already forgotten our tiring trudge up this snowy hill. You're telling me I'm the one who dragged the toboggan most of the way. And you're the one who said it was wonky for two people to tug. Oh, so it's my fault, is it? Hey, take a chill pill. How about you ride in front?I'll use my extra energy to give us a running start and a good push. That'd even things out between us. Let's get a move on. Okay, are you all set? Don't dig your heels into the snow. Keep them on the sled for steering. This isn't that kind of toboggan, but I'll keep my arms and legs in the vehicle at all times. Let's see how fast this thing can go. Hold on tight.
好，今天的三段小对话呢完全是轻松灵活的小口语、短短的句子都很好记，而且谈论的主题也很实用。冬天的时候邀请自己的小伙伴跟自己一起到户外去玩
yeah, yeah.
一个人玩很无聊的
No, it's weird. You'll just feel tired right away. It's hard to forget. Yeah.
对吧，一个人玩太奇怪了
Yeah.
所以要叫上小伙伴。那怎么约上小伙伴呢？你比如在国外读书，你得让小伙伴跟你一块去玩，对不对
？Yeah。
啊，你在国内的时候，你要跟你说英语的小伙伴一块去玩，对不对？
对。
哎，所以这些都得用上了哈。
好。
好，今天我们的学习呢就全部结束了。这第三段话特别精彩 ，Mark 老师亲自写的第一个对话哈。所以大家一定要把它背下来。今天的 WeChat Challenge 您觉得怎么样
？Pretty good. Yeah. Sometimes tough to imagine something, perhaps if you haven't done it before. So getting to the top of the hill and seeing such a great view that you forget how tired you were. You know, those of you haven't climbed a mountain yet, or even like this is talking about a hill, go ahead and try it. See if you don't forget how tired your legs were just minutes earlier.
微信挑战呢，今天大家都表现得不错，感觉大胆用词，这个很好，错了不怕，一定要用，用了，老师给你纠正了，你以后就知道怎么用了。
对，都可以试一下吧。
对，另外呢，你看这种谈论雪天爬山的话题，确实也很实用，大家都可以拿着一块来用。好了，今天老师纠正过的打分的作业和反馈，我们都会发在微信公众号当中，英语 PK 台6点钟的时候 有推送。另外我们的书籍英文电台地道美语口语经典在各大网店京东当当亚马逊什么淘宝之类的都有销售，大家可以买来跟我们一起呢来进行课堂的学习。
对，
好了，今天的课堂大概就是这样了，非常感谢 Mark 老师。
Thank you for having me. Yeah, see you again.
在聊天室的同学当中啊，我们一起来啊发了这么多的同步的一些互动的内容哈，咱们就下周精彩再见。
Okay. 拜拜。